You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Despite warnings regarding European border closures, forced migrants set off from Turkish shores on Thursday in small boats for the dangerous crossing to Greece. Five, including a baby, drowned in the attempt. Almost 1,000 forced migrants and refugees are known to have died in the Aegean Sea, crossing from Turkey to Greece since the route became popular last year. According to the International Organization for Migration, more than 350 Greece-bound migrants have drowned this year alone. In the treacherous waters, together with the struggling Greek and Turkish coast guards, is a privately funded search and rescue operation, scouring international waters and saving thousands of lives, thanks also to the fact that in collaboration with the Sovereign Order of the Knights of Malta, a medical team is on board an equipped ship. A simple but fundamental detail that allows vulnerable migrants who may have been in icy waters for hours to receive immediate medical attention for hypothermia and other life-threatening conditions. MOAS, which stands for Migrant Offshore Aid Station, is an NGO founded by philanthropists Christopher and Regina Catrambone. As Regina, who lives in Malta, told me, a first-hand encounter in the Mediterranean Sea with an unseaworthy vessel filled with migrants seeking a better life marked the beginning of this life-saving venture.
With my husband Christopher, in 2013, we started to create this organization, Migrant Offshore Aid Station. It's a search and rescue vessel at the moment that is equipped with two dinghies, drones, and a crew of expertise that put their life to help others. We are present now in the Aegean Sea. And CISOM, the Order of Malta, is involved in the post-rescue operation.
You're saving lives every day. I was very struck by what you said about how each and every one of us has a responsibility.
What Christopher and I did is just we wish that we could give an example. Every one of us has talents, has skills. And if each of us will put those skills to help others, I think that we can really solve this migration phenomenon. Global migration is becoming the defining issue of our century. Whether people are fleeing conflict or economic deprivation or both, people will continue to try to cross borders. So it's pointless to create imaginary one, especially out at sea. So what we need to do is to try to open our hearts and mind and embrace the situation and try to find real solution with empathy for others, with mercy, with all the things that win with humanity. These are human beings that are packed in these boats in search of a future. Mother, father, children, brothers, doctor, nurses, everyone are people like us. So the appeal of MOAS is to be human, to feel empathy for these people. Why we can't feel empathy for them?
You used the word mercy. Your new mission in the Aegean was launched together with Francis's Year of Mercy. How important do you think his impact has been with his call for mercy and also highlighting the plight of refugees again and again?
It's vital. We are a big fan of Papa Francesco, I need to say. Personally, Christopher and I, we were moved from his words. I think that Pope Francis was a big push in our mission. Most of the people ask me, but in all this misery, in all this catastrophe, where do you find your strength? So the strength of our strength is our faith, is the anchor of our mission.
You also saying that we should all remember who the first victim of 2016 was. Do you want to tell me?
Yes, for me it's a big struggle to remember Khalid, because Khalid was just a 2 years old boy. His mother was holding him in her arms, and in this violent impact with the rocks, she lost him. He slipped away from her arms. And when our team showed her the lifeless body of Khalid, she was in such denial that she couldn't recognize in that body her son. She was still looking for her son. She was in desperation, in denial. And after, when she realized that that was her son, she was very, very sad. Like, as a mother, I couldn't even imagine. I can think how sad it can be, but I believe that if you don't feel that in your skin, it's very difficult to understand. That is a mother. So we started the 2016 with a child that died out at sea. I believe in science. So if this little boy, we don't know who could become an engineer, a doctor, a priest, a pope. We don't know who Khalid could be. Unfortunately, what we know, that he died at sea.
That was Regina Catrambone, founder of MOAS, the Migrant Offshore Aid Station.